Are you sure?
Mic three.
Okay. Hello, hello. This is DJ Kate and DJ Carly. This is our show by Starlight, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sorry, I was handling some technical not difficulties, just obligations. We're very excited to be here. We have our 80s playlist today. That was Kate's pick. She has another.
I felt like Out of Touch is a classic. You need a little Hall & Oates. Like,
do, of course.
If we're talking 80s, we're talking Hall & Oates. Like, there's no debating there.
To me, 80s is like the decade of pop. Like, even like alternative music had some pop.
I think that's Mike 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just noticed that someone messed with the mics in here.
So, if you just heard a bunch of silence, that was actually me talking.
It probably could be heard by this.
No,
mic,
like mic two wasn't even. You're good because yours is definitely on.
No, yeah,
but mine wasn't. So sorry if we have any listeners for the dead air you just got. Somebody screwed
us. Well,
it
wouldn't be dead air. Like I swear, I think it would just be like background. Like you.
Oh,
hear
like
it,
you
like,
could
lightly.
Hear it from somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but anyway,
yeah.
We have that sorted now.
Yeah. Hopefully. We can't hear, but...
Yeah.
yeah. So, we got our 80s playlist. We're, like, gonna get this going. Yeah. So, next up, we have Temptation by New Order, if Kate wants to say anything. She doesn't have to.
I just love this song. I love, like, the up, down, turn around. It's just so good. Like, it's such a good, like, dancing song. It's very upbeat for 4 a.m., but don't worry, guys, we will be getting a little bit slower later.
Later. Kind of. It's
we're
kind
gonna,
of
we're going to end coming into the morning a little slower. I don't...
Strange order we chose,
yeah.
But hey.
Hey.
But hey.
But hey.
Okay, let's get this going, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
You watch a plane flying across a clear blue sky. This is a day your life will surely change. This is a day when things fall into play. You could have done across a clear blue sky. This is a day your life will surely change. This is a day when things fall into place.
Okay, that song was This Is The Day by The. I just wanted to quickly say a little something about that song because it means a lot to me. So just tell a little story, I guess. Basically, if you know The, they recently released an album and so they went on tour. And back in October, I saw them, and I saw them perform this song live, and I actually wrote an article about that show.
Yes, you did.
For Melisma. Shout out Melisma Magazine. They just released their fall semester issue.
Has it been distributed yet?
I don't know if it's been distributed, but it's, like, done.
Yeah. I just think it's not open to the public, so...
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying people can't read it, but then, be on the lookout.
Yeah, be on the lookout. It's coming soon. And yeah, Carly and I both wrote Rising Artists blurbs. So
I don't know where they're going to be in the article. There's some confusion, but you'll get to see.
You may or may not be seeing our work in the article. I mean, in the magazine issue.
Oh.
So yeah, I just wanted to say that song means a lot to me. I was also listening to it like a year ago today.
Basically, yeah.
Pretty much a year ago today when I got my acceptance into Tufts, and I wrote about that in the magazine article. So kind of funny coincidence that we're playing it today. But it felt fitting. Couldn't do 80s without the. That whole album is just iconic. And honestly, one of the underrated bands, I would say.
Oh, definitely,
of that time period. Like, I feel like they're just like, I came to the realization how many people don't know them.
Oh, yeah.
Know like, or know any of their music. But when I saw that show, it was, that was very, that, I didn't feel that. Like, everyone there, like,
Boomer crowd.
Yeah, boomer, very much boomer crowd. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Carly's familiar with that.
Yeah.
We've gone to shows
heart our
where,
boomers.
Yeah, we love our boomers. Most of the music we love is, like, old.
Boomer.
It's fitting. So yeah, Carly, want to introduce the next song?
Yeah, we have My Hometown by Bruce Springsteen. So another one, like, obviously, can't have 80s without Bruce Springsteen. And I was deciding about what to include. I was thinking about Nebraska because I've been listening to it a lot. But I decided, I did Born in the USA, and I was trying to figure out what song to do. And then I was looking at the lyrics for My Hometown, and there's a line that says, "Last night, me and Kate, we laid in bed talking about getting out, packing up our bags, maybe heading south." Kate spelled K-A-T-E, and I was like,
"No way, wow. You didn't tell me this."
No, I know,
I'm not
a surprise.
Bruce Springsteen listener,
no,
so
this is
a shock.
This is a surprise for her, but yeah, so that's what we're going to be playing next. Sweet little dedication to my wonderful co-host, so
stop.
Here we go, okay. We're going out.
I was 8 years old and running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up a paper from my old man. Sit on his lap in that big old Buick steer as we drove through town. Tassel my hair, say something good. Look around, this is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. In 65, tension was running high at my. Black and white, there was nothing you could do. Two cars at a light on a Saturday night. In the backseat there was a gun. Words are past, shotgun blast. Troubled times they come in my hometown. Now Main Street's whitewashed windows and vacant stores. Seems like there ain't nobody wants to come down here no more. They're closing down the textile mill across the railroad tracks. Foreman says these jobs are going, boys, and then your hometown, your hometown, your hometown, your hometown. Last night me and Kate, we laid in bed talking about getting out, packing up. Airbags maybe heading south. 35 is your hometown.
my love in a car. We're gonna go far. It's a beautiful car. You touch a dream. No words, just the faintest glow. My love.
Send it away and show me the meaning.
Hello. That was Unsatisfied by The Replacements. The last two were Kate's picks. And the next one is hers too, so I'll let her chat about those.
Yeah, I don't have too much to say. I do love Show Me by Pretenders a lot. I will give credit to my lovely sister for putting me onto that song. Pretenders are great. Back on the Chain Gang is a great song. It's like their hit, I think.
I was in the chain. Sorry, I'm really gonna interrupt you. And since we're just
ahead.
Oh, I was about to swear. Since we're kind of just chatting it up and going over our time today, when I was in like second grade, I was in like the Christmas play musical actually, and really? I was the Chain Gang, which is like the role they had for kids they couldn't put in anything else. This was A Christmas Story, like with Scrooge.
Right.
We were the chains of Christmas Past,
wow.
I think. And we had a song. But anyway, keep going. I'm so sorry. I just thought that was relevant.
I enjoy hearing that.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah. No, they're a really popular band, but yet I still feel like people don't talk about
underrated.
Them
yep.
Like, no, they're very popular, though. Like, they're very popular.
They're rated. But, yes, they're
but
rated.
Like,
but, like,
they're still not talked about enough.
Maybe not underrated, but, like, under-acknowledged.
Yeah.
Underrepresented in the 80s music.
Yeah. And Show Me is just a great song. Like, I love everything about it. Like, welcome to the human race. Like, welcome here from outer space. Like, I don't know. Something about
poetic.
It just really gets me.
Yeah.
It just hits me. And then Unsatisfied by The Replacements. I don't know. I felt like The Replacements are just like
staple,
classic,
important,
staple.
Yeah.
And I love that song. But next song we're gonna hear hits a little too close to home. The next song is "I Know It's Over" by The Smiths. I was listening to the Jeff Buckley cover.
Oh, great!
Which also
yeah.
is
so
fantastic.
Good.
Nothing hits like Jeff Buckley's beautiful voice.
Oh, we know for you. Okay.
But also nothing hits like Morrissey's lyrical genius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I will say, yeah, this one is going to be The Smiths. But yeah, it's like whenever I listen to this song, it's like I've been stabbed and someone's twisting the knife if I'm going to get a little deep.
With
how I feel when I listen to the song.
I don't know, it's kind of inspirational to me. Not like actually, like I'm not listening to this and being like, oh, I'm so happy, but I had the quote, it takes guts to be gentle and kind.
Right.
Up in my dorm for like the first month or two of school. And I think this song is like upsetting, like really upsetting for me to listen to, but like I do think it has a sentiment that I enjoy in
yes.
it. So.
Yes. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I love that lyric, like, mother, I can feel the soil falling
Shut
into
up.
My head.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It
oh,
is
my
just,
God.
It just breaks me every time.
Yeah.
I have, in fact, cried to this song
yeah,
before.
Yeah, me too. bro, me too.
Bro, we all have. We're
bro,
crying
we
in the club
have.
To I Know It's Over.
Yeah, we're going to start a club and only play, like,
yeah.
80s dance music. And then one of the days you're just going to hear I Know It's Over. And
yeah.
we can cry together.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll quit yapping. I could talk about The Smiths for a long time. But yeah, we'll let you guys
yeah.
feel all the emotions we're about to feel. Get stabbed, as one might say.
Yes, get stabbed.
As I might say.
And then I have three of my own songs coming up next, but I think I'm going to talk after those three play. So you guys are just getting, I Know It's Over, then my three, then we'll talk. Okay. So here we go.
Oh, wait. I need to read the PSA.
Oh, read the PSA. We have a PSA my for bad. Everybody. Okay.
Okay. PSA. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. All right.
To an empty bed. Oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Oh, oh mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. See, the sea wants to take me. The knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loutish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves you. And I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over, over. Never really began, but in my heart it was so real. And you even spoke to me and said, if you're so funny, then why are you on your own tonight? And if you're so clever, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very good looking, why do you sleep alone tonight? Tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charms, while in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, 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 over. It's so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes guts to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love, not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can.
Hello, this is DJ Carly. Your mic's not on.
Oh, and DJ Kate.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we really have nobody that comes after us. So we have basically our chance to just go as long as we want. So we have about 10 more minutes of songs for you. We're going to talk a little bit. So this can be the last time we talk, though, because we already did our little checkout. So that was Teenage Riot. This is